Today, Shir is a Masechta Nazir on Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, the third word on the line, Boi Rami Bar Chama. The Sidrei Tahara in Olos Mem Dalet Amud Beis tells us that the next small piece of Gemara is one of the most obscure and unclear ones in all of Shas. There are many parts of the Gemara that seem to be hidden from a clear understanding, but toirehi velilmud anitzarech, and therefore let us learn it together, and with the Rishonim here in the sugya, we will see that it is not as unclear as it would seem on the surface alone. Let us begin with a hagdama of various dinim that we have learnt in yesterday's shir and in previous shiurim in this Masechta. We have seen that there are certain parts of a corpse which generate tumah, and we have also seen that there's a special halacha l'moshe m'sinai as to when a nazir is megaleach, and when he goes through bringing of korbanos and the various parts of the ceremony of a nazir tameh, and those halachas are different than the general halachas of tumah. Let us begin with the Mishnah in Olos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, which lists the parts of a gviya, the parts of a corpse, that transmit tumah through tumas oyel, through being under the same roof as that part of the corpse. And the Mishnah there enumerates that what is metame is the shedra of a gilgoilus, the spinal column and the skull, or, as we learned in yesterday's shir, roiv binyan or roiv minyan. Roiv binyan means the majority of the skeleton, of the frame. And we learned in yesterday's shir that's either two shins and one thigh, or two thighs and one shin. And also roiv minyan, which is the numerical majority of the bones of the skeleton. And we learned there are remach evorim in a person 248, and therefore a majority would be 125. Now in all these cases we are speaking about a etzem, a bone, that is sholem. The Mishnah also there in Olos tells us that if one scraped off from roiv binyan or roiv minyan, from the bones that constitute the majority of the skeleton, or from the bones that constitute a majority of the number of bones in a person, and from each bone something was scraped off, and altogether I have a rova, a kav, a quarter of a kav of these scrapings, then that also transmits tumah through tumas oyel, by way of being under the same roof as those fragments. Now the Mishnah there in Olos does not tell us what is the din with a quarter of a kav of bone fragments which are taken from the skull and the spinal column. It only spoke about roiv kav, roiv akav, from roiv binyan and roiv minyan. However, our Gemara assumes that it would be the same halacha, that the shedra and the gilgoilus would be equivalent to roiv binyan and roiv minyan, and just like roiv akav from roiv binyan and roiv minyan transmits tumah, the same would be true with roiv akav from the shedra and the gilgoilus. So it comes out that we have an equation. Wherever you have a whole limb that's sholem, that's complete, wherever it is metame, the aroiva hakav of that item will also be metame. So that's legabi the halach of what transmits tumah. Now we had our Mishnah Mem Tesamid Beis, Negeya, when a Nazir is Megaleach, and there we had a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, that a Nazir is only Megaleach, not on a quarter of a Kav of bones, but on a chatzikav of bones. Our Gemara's question of Rami Bar Chum is going to be whether by the Shedra and the Gilgoyles do I say that we have the same halacha as bones that are taken from Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyan, where concerning a Nozer being Megaleach, you need a chatzikav and a Roiv Akav is not enough, or will I say, for some reason, as we will see in the Gemara, that concerning a Nozer to be Megaleach, it is sufficient to have Roiv HaKav and Chatzi Kav is not necessary. The halacha l'maish m'sinai, that you need Chatzi Kav of Atzomis for another to be Megaleach, is only by those bones that are taken from Roiv Binyan and Roiv Minyan and not from Shedra v'Gilgoyles. By Shedra v'Gilgoyles, it's enough to have Roiv HaKav. That is the Gemara's question. Let us see now the question inside. Begins the Gemara 8 lines from the bottom of Nun Beis Amid Beis. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had a question concerning a Nazir who's a Megaleach by Thomas Oyel, Roiva Atzomis Min Shedra V'Gilgoyles, my, what is the din? A quarter of a kav of bones taken from the spine or from the skull. What is the halacha? Kiktoni Chatzi Kav Atzomis. Where do we learn that the halacha Moshe Sinai states that it is required to have a chatzi kav atzomis in order for the nazir to megaleach for his tuma heichad ikim sharivar? That's where we're speaking about other bones, as Tosfos Divrei Amasla Boy Rami Bar Chama, 4 lines from the bottom, says kigon meirov habinyan oyaminyan. If you have bones not from the head, not from the skull and the spine, but from Roiv Binyan and Roiv Minyan, there you require for the Nazir of Megaleach Chatzi Kav. Avo min Shedra V'Gilgoyles L'Chamiri. But from the Shedra V'Gilgoyles, which for some obscure reason they are Chomer, and we're going to have to see why that is in a moment. The Shedra V'Gilgoyles that are more Chomer than the Roiv Binyan and the Roiv Minyan, Afilu Roiv Atzomois, there perhaps the Nazir would be Megaleach, even on Roiv Atzomois, because Shedra V'Gilgoyles are more Chomer than Roiv Binyan and Roiv Minyan. Roiv Binyan and Roiv Minyan, based on the Loch Lamesh Messina, require a Chatzi Kav to be Megaleach, and Shedra V'Gilgoyles, which are more Chomer, would only require a Roiv Atzomois, just like it's Metame with Roiv Atzomois, as we discussed before from the Mishnah in Oloi, so too the Nazir will be Megaleach Roiv Atzomois. Oidil Meloishna, or perhaps there is no difference between Shedra V'Gilgoyles and Roiv Binyan, Roiv Minyan, that just like Roiv Binyan, Roiv Minyan require Chatzi, based on the Loch Lamesh Messina, the same would be true with Shedra V'Gilgoyles. Now, we have learned the Gemara according to Tosfos and the Rosh. The Gra here on the side tells us in Sifkotan Aleph, Ve'ikr habaya koy al tumas oyel. The Gra does not learn like Tosfos and the Rosh that the Gemara Shaila here is Negeir Ar Mishnah Mem Tesamid Beis, when a Nazir would be Megaleach by Shedra V'Gilgoyles fragments, do you need a Roiv HaKav or Chatzi Kav? But rather, it is concerning the Mishnah in Olois. The Mishnah in Olois that tells you the whole din of Tumah. So the Gra says, the Gemara Shiloh of Rami Bar Chama Gufa is, will Roiv HaKav be Metame or not? And the Brisker Rav in the Griz Halevi on the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Hilchos Naziris, tells us that the Rambam learns here like Tosfos, not like the Gra says. And he gives a reason why the Rambam had to learn like Tosfos, that's going on the Shiloh of when a Nazir is Megaleach. Because the Rambam holds that Roiv HaKav is not just from Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyan. Roiv HaKav of scrapings of the bones is even from other bones. So if the Rambam sheet is that it's even from other bones, then certainly the Shedra V'Gilgoyles would not be worse than regular bones. So according to the Rambam, there can't be a shaila whether Roiv HaKav is metame. If regular bones are metame, you don't need Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyan, so Roiv HaKav of Shedra V'Gilgoyles would certainly be metame. Elamai, what is the Gemara shaila? The Gemara shaila is like Tosfos says, that it's a shaila concerning whether a Nazir HaMegaleach has to have a Chatzi Kav to make him tame to be Megaleach, or it is sufficient because of the Chumrah of Shed of Gugailis, that it is sufficient to have a Roy Vahakav. The Rambam says the Rav Elvel, the Griz Halevi, will hold like Tysus. Now, what in fact is the Chumrah of Shedra and Gulgoilis over Roiv Binyan and Roiv Minyan? So the Rush says a beautiful pshat. It's found on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. The Rush says that our sugya, our shiloh of Rami Rachama, is dependent on the shiloh that we had yesterday. Yesterday we had a shiloh. Whether when it says Shedra Gulgoilis, Iboiluhu, Anun Bezomet Aleph, Shedra, Vigul Goylis Nan. You need both. Oy Dilma, Oy Shedra, Oy Gul Goylis Nan. When we speak about Tumas oil, does the oil transmit being under the same roof? Does it have to be under the same roof as a spine and a skull? Oy Dilma, Oy Shedra, Oy Gul Goylis. Or maybe it's enough, a Shedra or a Gul Goylis. Says the Rush, that itself is the question of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama wants to know, what do we paskin legabi that shiloh? Do we say that Shedra v'Gugoylis both are required, and Shedra v'Gugoylis are equal in size to Roiv Binyan and Roiv Minyan? If so, says the Rush, then of course Rami Bar Chama wouldn't have a question. There's no chumrah of Shedra and Gulgoilis over Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyan, and therefore, if Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyan requires Chatzi Kav, the same halach would be by Shedra Gulgoilis. But perhaps we paskin Oy Shedra Oy Gulgoilis. And if that is the case, then the Shedra alone and the Gulgoilis alone are not equal to Roiv Binyan and Roiv Minyan. And yet we see their Matame, so that itself is the Chumrah of Shedra or Gulgoilis over Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyan. And therefore, Rami Bar Chama's question is, if we, in fact, paskin, Oy Shedra, Oy Gulgoilis, and therefore there's a Chumrah, because you need less. So you see, it's not dependent on the amount, but rather on what kind of bone. And if you have a bone like a Shedra or Gulgoilis, which is so Chashiv, that is Metama alone, even though it's less in quantity than the Roiv Binyan or the Roiv Minyan. So since these specific bones, which are critical to the human being, the Shedra and the Gulgoilis, are alone enough to be Metame, because of that Chumrah, perhaps, we don't need a Chatzikav to be Metame for the Nazir to be Megaleach, but rather, Roiva Atzames is sufficient. So the Rush beautifully connects our Shiloh of Rami Bar Chama to yesterday's Sugya, whether it's Shedra Vigulgoilis, Oy Shedra Oy Gulgoilis. If it's Oy Shedra Oy Gulgoilis, that itself is the Chumrah, and perhaps there will be another Chumrah that the Nazir is already Megaleach on a Roiva Kavat Samas and not Chatzi. Amar Rava says, Rava Toshima, come and hear from Raya from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Shedra Vigulgoilis, V'is Al Kedatach. And if you would entertain the thought that Roiva Tzomis Lassim Shedra Vigulgoilis, Chomer, that there is a Chumrah of a Roiva Tzomis coming from a Shedra Vigulgoilis, the Gra takes out the word Chomer here and he puts in the word Tameh. Because the Rush, the Gra, the Vilna Goyen Lishitasei holds, who makes this change in ice base, Tzorach Lomer Tamei, the Graz of the opinion that the whole Shiloh of our Gemara here is whether Roiva Atzomis by a Shedra and a Gugoylis are Metamei or not, because it's not said explicitly in the Mishnah in Aulis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So that's why it changes the Girsir to the word Tamei. But if that is so, listeni al Roiva Atzomis, Habam and a Shedra, why does our Mishnah say Shedra Gugoylis, let it say Roiva Atzomis, that come from the Shedra and the Gulgoilis. As Tysus here explains, in the bottom Tysus, Divrei Maskil Omer Rava, and we see in that bottom line of Tysus on the bottom of the Amud that he used the word Chomer like we have in our Gemara and not Tameh. So Tysus says that the Gemara and the Havamina understood that the Shedra and the Gulgoilis are equivalent together to a Roiva Hakav. In every Shedra and Gulgoilis, you have a Roiva Hakav. If that is so, why does the Mishnah stress Shedra v'gulgoyles, which indicates their sholem. And it would seem from just saying Shedra v'gulgoyles that are sholem, a roiva kav from a Shedra v'gulgoyles would not be metame. Because if roiva kav would be metame, and every Shedra v'gulgoyles is roiva hakav, just say roiva kav. Why do you insist on saying Shedra v'gulgoyles unless it's only when they're sholem and not when they're in fragments with roiva hakav? Roiva hakav would not be sufficient to be metame. That is the proof that Rava wants to bring from our Mishnah. As we turn to Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, V'harava hu da'amar, Rava himself said, Lo nitzrucha elo l'shedra v'gulgoyles, she'ein ben roiva atzomis. It's speaking about a shedra v'gulgoyles that do not have the measurement of roiva atzomis. Tosfos, around 15 lines down, says, V'loi isparish, the top Tosfos here on the Amud, Loi isparish, heicha itmar de Rava. We really don't know exactly where, in what context, that Rava said this. That's one of the ambiguities of our sugya. But Rava said it. Rava made a statement concerning something that it's speaking about a shedrin of gods that don't have a roiv atzomis. So what do we see? And the way Tosfos explains it here, we see that Rav himself understood that it's possible to have a shedrin of gods that don't have roiv atzomis. If so, Rava's raya is no raya whatsoever. What was the raya that Rava brought from a Mishnah? Because why does it say only sholem? If roiva atzomis, roiva kav atzomis by shedra v'gulgoyles, the nazir is megaleach, it should have said roiva atzomis, and since it said shedra and gulgoyles, it's mashmeder sholem, and roiva kav would not make the nazir megaleach. But you, Rava, yourself said that it's possible to have a shedra v'gulgoyles without having roiva atzomis. If so, your whole diak is no diak. Because really, I will tell you that roiva atzomis is metame concerning a nazir that he has to be megaleach. Why didn't the Mishnah say it? Because the Mishnah wants to tell you a different chiddush. The Mishnah wants to tell you that a shedra and a gogoilus, in the case where they don't have a roiv atzomis, they're also metame. That's why the Mishnah went ahead to say shedra v'gogoilus. But einichnami roiv atzomis is metame for the nazir megaleach, possibly. And the Mishnah's Chiddush was that even a Sholem that is not Roiv Atzomis, since that possibility is there, because Rava himself said that possibility, and that's why the Mishnah put it in, to tell you that it's Matame, even though there's no Roiv Atzomis, if it is Sholem. So your Raya from the Mishnah is not a Raya. So right at this point, we don't have a clearness either way to our original Shiloh, whether Roiv Atzomis helps, is Matame, by Shedra v'gulgoyles. So the Gemara says, Boser de Shamim Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara had a problem. What was Rava's raya altogether? There's no raya. The answer is, you're right. But Rava only came to the conclusion that a Shedra and a Gugoyles have the possibility of not having Raya Vatsamois only after he heard it from Rabbi Kiva. And he brought his raya, Amar Rava, Tashma, Nun Beis Amar Beis. That was before he heard from Rabbi Akiva. Before he heard from Rabbi Akiva, and he thought that every Shedra v'gulgoyles has Raya Atzomis, then he had a good Raya from our Mishnah. Why didn't the Mishnah say Raya Atzomis? But with Einech Hanami, once he heard from Rabbi Akiva that there's a possibility to have a Shedra v'gulgoyles without Raya Atzomis, then Einech Hanami, that's the reason why the Mishnah didn't say Raya Hakava Atzomis of a Shedra. It said a Shedra, that even if it's no Raya Hakav, it'll still be Metamei. Now, where do we find that Rabbi Akiva made such a statement? That's another one of the unclear things of our sugya. And in fact, here, the Gra and Tosfos have different girsas and different pshatim to try to explain this. The Gra, we find, says that we take out the words of till he heard Rabbi Akiva, it's going a libe de Beis Shammai. Tosfos and Divrei Maschil Boser de Shammai Rabbi Akiva has a girsur, not Rabbi Akiva, Mar Ukva. But let us learn according to the pshat of Rabbi Yaakov Mikinun, who says his pshat 10 lines from the bottom of this Tosfos Divrei Maschil Boser de Shammai Rabbi Akiva. The beginning of Tosfos says that kach kosta b'chol swarm of Akiva, v'loy yisparish, v'gimgum, and therefore he wants to learn a whole different girsa with Mar Ukva. Taisa says, we don't know. Where does Rabbi Akiva say it? But Rabbi Yaakov Mikino, just like the Rush before, gave us to understand the chumra of Shedra v'Gilgoylus over Rov Minyan or Rov Binu, with a beautiful pshat. Here, another Rishon comes to the rescue and tells us who this Rabbi Akiva, where he is, that Rav heard that a Shedra v'Gilgoylus can have less than a Roiva Hakav. And that is from the Mishnah in Olos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, where there the Mishnah tells us that according to Rabbi Akiva, what is Metame? Roiva Atzomois, Habo Mishnei Mesim. We learned in yesterday's sugya that originally Rabbi Akiva held that from Shnei Mesim it's also Mitzarf to be Metame. So the Mishnah there delineates, according to Rabbi Akiva, that we have roiva atzamos that come, a roiva kava of bones that come from two mason, or v'shedra v'gulgoylus mishnei mason, or a shedra goes from two mason. So Rava was medayik from that Rabbi Akiva and all his Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, that if shedra v'gulgoylus has roiva hakav, then why break it down into two cases? Why say roiva Roiva Atzomis Mishnei Mesim and Shedev Gugolis Mishnei Mesim. Every Shedev Gugolis has Roiva Kav. So you're saying the same thing over twice. Since the Mishnah delineated two separate phrases here, one Roiva Kav Mishnei Mesim and one Shedev Gugolis Mishnei Mesim, that's a raya that it's possible to have a Shedev Gugolis that does not have a Roiva Kav. So Eina Chanami, once Rava heard this mission in idiots from Rabbi Kiva, then Eina Chanami, his raya from our mission is no raya. He only brought the raya from our mission according to his Havamina before he heard from Rabbi Kiva that every Shedev Gugolis has a Roiva Kav. Then why didn't the Mishnah say Roiva Kav? That's when he brought his raya. But Eina Chanami, according to the end, after he heard from Rabbi Kiva, he no longer has a raya. Continues the Gemara. Tashma, I'll bring you another raya to the Shiloh. Shammai. We learned it in yesterday's Gemara on Nun Beis Amid Beis that Shammai Hazok and Oimer. How much do you need of a Shedra and a Gulgoylus Mimutama? Etzem Echad Min a Shedra Oimer Al Gulgoylus. One bone from a Shedra or from a Gulgoylus. What the Tosfos explains, what the Gemara is trying to say, is that it's not Mistavra, similar to the Sugya we had at the end of yesterday's Shir. It's not Mistavra to make the Machlokas between Shammai and the Chamim to such an extent. If Shammai says that right now the let us see what Tosfos says inside. Tosfos divrei maschil toshma umidu loy boy Shammai ala etzem mishedra mechlal rabbanan de pliga le sagi lihu beshir de roiv atzomis habam min hashedra. Because it's not mistavra to make the machlokas from one extreme to the other. That according to Shammai, even one etzem is matama. According to the Rabbanan, you go to the other extreme that only a chatzi kav atzomis would be matame. That would be going from one extreme to the other. If Shammai says one bone is enough, then Mistavra, the Rabbanan, are not so far apart from him, and they hold that a Raiva Kav. That's what the Gemara wants to bring a Raya now. Zok the Gemara, no Raya. Shiny Shammai, similar to what we had in yesterday's year, the Machmir Tvei. That Shammai, who's a Machmir, so he goes all the way to the extreme in Chumra. But Eina Chanami, the Rabbanan, who are Mekel, they will go to, it doesn't mean that the Rabbanan are just one step behind. The Rabbanan are two steps behind. They hold to the other extreme that you need a chatzikav. The Shammai, who's machmer, he wasn't just machmer to a quarter of a kav. He went to the other extreme and said that even one bone. Frag the Gemara, if so, lif should be no, let's be poisha just the reverse. Time it is Shammai the Machmir. The reason why Shammai holds one etzim, he's a Machmir. Hol Rabban ad ikka chatzikav. Atzmoi. So, Atzomis, why don't we say that according to the Rabbanon, we go to the other extreme to be Mekel, that you need a chatzikav. And as Tosfos explains, because just like Shammai found it that it was necessary for him to speak out clearly to be machmir. So if the Rabbanim were also being machmir, just like Shammai said, one etzem is metame, then the Rabbanim should have said l'chumra, that a quarter of a kav is metame. And since the Rabbanim didn't specify, as did Shammai, it would be mashma that they held that you can go to the other extreme of saying a chatzi. So let's bring a raya like that, because otherwise, just like Shammai explicitly explained his chumra one etzem, the Rabbanan should have explicitly likewise explained their chumra of roiva. Elamites mashma that there is no chumra of roiva kav, it's chatzi akav. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma adkan lepliga Rabbanan leder Shammai. When do the Rabbanan argue on Shammai elaba etzem echot? Only concerning one etzem. That we are not so machmer. Aval b'roiva atzamayis afil rabbanim moideh, but ain't echanami. Do the rabbanim go to the opposite extreme and say you need a chatzi kav? No, even roiva atzamayis is metamei. And Tosfos says that loichashu lefrushi masayu, that ain't echanami. Shammai was mefarish his words exactly one etzem, and the rabbanim were not so precise. But don't bring me a raya from there. Non-precision that they meant to be makel til chatzikav. Maybe they want to be machmer a little bit like Shammai, going in his direction, not to his extreme, a roiva kav, and they were not mefarish their chumra as Shammai did. But don't bring me a raya from that they go all the way to the other extreme of chatzikav. So again, the Gemara is not clear on the Shaila. The Gemara does not bring a clear raya to the Shaila. Continues the Gemara, we have seen that there's our Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesamid Beis, and we have the Mishnah in Olois, and as we explained before, the Mishnah in Olois tells us which items are Metame Bo'oihel, and there the Mishnah in Olois, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, tell us that a Revius Halug of Dam is Metame, and Roiva Atzomais are Metame, and the Mishnah, Mem Tesamid Beis, and our Masechta, which is speaking about when a Nazir is Megaleach, there, based on Halach L'Moshe Mesinai, the Mishnah says that it's a Chatzi Lug Dam, and it's a Chatzi Kav Atzomais. And really, we're going to see that this is a three-way Machloikis. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Zakenim or Rishonim, that this is really an old Machloikis in this Inyan. There were the elders, the previous elders, Miktosna Yom Chatzi Kav Atzomis Chatzi Lugda Lakoil, that everything, whether it's Nageya Olois, which is Tuma, Nageya eating Truma or Kachim in a state of Tuma, or Nageya Armasechta Nazir of a Nazir being Megaleach in a state of Tuma. So there are some of the earlier Chachamim said that you must have a chatzi kav for tuma, and likewise for nazir b'galeach, and then they were choilik. It means on the Mishnah Olos, because the Mishnah Olos says for tuma it's enough to transmit tuma, even if you have a revius halug of dam and a roiva kav of atzamis. And here they said lakoil, for everything you must have chatzi kav and chatzi lug. And roiva atzamis revius dam loyla koil. Those elders held that the shear of roiva atzamis revius dam is for nothing. There is nothing that will have that shear, not trum and kachim, and not a nozer tibim galech. Umiktsasen, there was another group, hoyoimrim, af roiva atzamis revius dam lakol. No, you can use roiva atzamis revius dam for everything, meaning that they are mechulik on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes according to the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai that the Nazir is only Megaleach on Chatzi Lugdam and Chatzi Kavat Somais. And on that, the second group here is mechulik with our Mishnah. They hold it's sufficient. Revi is not only for Trum and Kachim in the Mishnah in Olais, but even for Nazir Megaleach, the Mishnah here in Nazir. And finally, Bezin Shalach Reim, the Bezin that came after this machloikis between the previous generations, how did they paskin? Amru, they said, Chatzi kavat somas chatzi lug dam lakoil. If you have a chatzi kavat somas and a chatzi lug of dam, so then it is metame for trum and kachim, and also nozim galech, because you have a maximum chatzi, that's good for everything, of course. But roi vatsamis revius dam, that will help latruma v'kachim. As the Mishnah said, our Mishnah in Aulis, avaloi l'nazir, doesn't help for a nazir megalech, as our Mishnah said here in Nazir mem tesam ebeis, that a nazir is not megalech, unless he has chatsi revius halug of dam and roiva, and he has a chatsi kava vatsamis. And also, it adds, vois a Pesach. You can't, although regular, if a person became Tomei, he can't bring Karbonis. And for that, in order for him not to be able to bring Karbonis, a revius dam and would be sufficient, and a roi vakava tzomis would be sufficient, but to prevent him from bringing a Karbon Pesach, there it has to be like a Nazir, only if you became Tommy, from a chatsi lug of dam and a chatsi kav of atzomois. Freg the Gemara, michti, let us see, einach rosh lishish machras, as Tosis explains, that since the Doris Rishonim were not machalic in any way between Kachim and Truma versus a Nazir bim Galeach, they either held a Revius and a Roiva Kav is sufficient for everything, or they held a Chatsi Loig Dam and a Chatsi Kavat Somas is required both for Truma, Kachim, and for a Nazir bim Galeach. But they didn't make any separation between the two. So how can this third sheet to the later generations, that seems to be a new chiddush to be mechalik, which we didn't see in the earlier generations. So why should we go after this third new shita and not like one of the first earlier generations? Amru of Yaakov Bar Idi, mipi Shmu Amru. No, they had a Kabbalah, ish mipi ish, from the Nevi'im, mipi Chagi Zecharim Umalachei. This third group, this later Bezdin, that paskind to be mechalek between Nazir Megaleach and Armasechta, where you need Chatsi, and Kachim and Truma in Olois, where Revius and Roiva is enough, that's because they had such a tradition handed down, unbroken, Ishmi Piyish from the Nevi'im Chagi Zechari Malacha, and that's why Rebbe, when he made the Halacha, and he brought the Dinim into the Mishnah, he was Machriya like the third Shita, because it was based on a Kabbalah from the Doris Rishonim back to Chag Zecharia Melachai. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah, our Mishnah Mem Testament Beis, Aleilu Nazim Galeach. We had twice in the Mishnah, both in the beginning of the Mishnah and at the end of the Mishnah, it used the word Aleilu, and the beginning of the Mishnah it says Aleilu Tumois Hanazim Galeach. At the end of the Mishnah it says, Al Elu Hanazim Galeach. The Gemara wants to know what each Elu, these, is coming to be Mimayit. Al Elu Dereshul Mute, it's coming to Mimayit. Etzem Kisoira, that if you have a bone as big as a barley, Dal Magui Val Masoi, it, that if he touched it or he carried it, he is Tamei Val Ehiloi Loi. But if he was together with this small little bone as big as a barley on, in a Oihel, under a roof together with it, then it is not metamei. And Tosis points out that even though this is written in the Mishnah, it says, Al etzem kisoira, al magoiv al masoi. So this is already written in the Mishnah. So why do we have to be memaided from al elu? Tosis says, Tani v'hadar mefaresh, that he learnt it first, and then he explained it clearly. First he was meramezit with saying al elu, but you're not going to have tumas oil on an etzim kesoira. You're only going to have mago masa. And later, the Mishnah spoke it out clearly. Val elu the sefer, and the elu that was written in the sefer of the Mishnah, lemute even hasichuches. There are various pshatim here. We're going to go with the pshat of Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, the third last line at the end of the line, says Tosfos, even hasichuches comes from even hamesich alor. It's like schach. That v'yeshnei avonim agimel yoytzim and agether, there are two or three stones that are coming out from the fence, v'tumat achas achas, man, and under one of these stones there is a aver from the mei, something that's metama, v'avar tachas achas, man, he went under one stone, v'eni yedeya imhel al tumah, he doesn't know if he was ma'al tumah, so that is a tumah derabonon, And the Mishnah is coming to tell you, Al Eiluiz Megaleach, but since that tumah of going under the roof, and he doesn't know which one, which stone he went under, whether he was together under the stone with the part of the mace or not, so that is only a tumah d'rabbanan, and that will not require him to go through the process of a nazir tameh to be Megaleach and the other procedures of the nazir tameh. That is what they are being memayt. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Anozuz Megaleach, the Mishnah said, Al Chatsi Kav Atzamois, on a half a Kav Atzamois, with Tumas oil, as, based on the Loch Lomayish Messina that we have been discussing. Continues the Gemara in Dafnun Gimlam and Beis. Chatsi Kav Atzamois in Roiv Atzamois Loi, it's only a half a Kav Atzamois based on the Loch Lomayish Messina, not Roiv Atzamois. Hechidami. How's it speaking about? Elam at this point, Atzamois Gesoira, if there is a bone as big as a barley table, let me show Matzam Gesoira. So why is he not Megaleach the Nazir? Because of Etzim Kisaira, which is Metameh, and for which a Nozit Megaleach, asked Toysus on the top Toysus, Divya Masel Chatsi Kavatsamis, Sorachin, Toysus asks a bomba of Akasha, my Kaporach, what's the Gemara asking over here? Hola Inyan Oil Irene, of Etzim Kisaira, Lo Metameh Boil, we're talking about Tumas Oil. So what's the Gemara asking? It should be Tameh, even if it's less than a Chatsi Kav, it should be Tameh. Because of Etzim Kisaira. Etzim Kisaira is only by Magum Masa, but we're talking about oil. So Tosfos explains that this question of the Gemara is based on a Gemara that we're going to learn further down on the Yomud. Because the Seifa of our Mishnah, which the Gemara refers to the Mishnah on the next Daf, on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, the Seifa of our Mishnah says that Revi is dumb is one of the things that a nazir is not Megaleach on. Roiva Atzamis, rather, is one of the things that a nazir is not Megaleach on. Roiva Atzamis. Our Mishnah spoke about what he is, Megaleach, and the next Mishnah at the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph is a really a continuation of our Mishnah to go the opposite, what he's not Megaleach on. So the Gemara says, I can be medayik that from the Reisha. In the Reisha it says Chatsi Kav, so of course I'm medayik, but not Roiva Kav. So why does the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet have to reiterate that Roiva Kav is not Megaleach? I can deduce that simply from the Reisha. And the Gemara answers, in a few lines down, the Gemara is going to answer that the reason he told us in Nun Dalet Amud Aleph that a Roiva Kav he's not Megaleach on is to make the diuk, he's not Megaleach on Roiva HaKav because of oil, but he is Megaleach on Roiva HaKav for Maga and Masa. If he touches or carries a Roiva Kav of Atzomais, then he is Megaleach. So Taisa says it comes out that the Ikr Chiddish of that part of the Mishnah, which although it's a separate Mishnah, but as we explained before, it's a continuation of our Mishnah on Mem Testament Beis, and that's why the Gemara here is explaining it even though we're not up to Nun Dalet, but Nun Dalet is considered really part and parcel of Mem Tes, and that's why the Gemara goes into it here, that it comes out that the whole reason that Seif of the Mishnah is written is for the Diuk that there is a Tumah of Roiva HaKav concerning Maga Masa. And on that, the Gemara says that if there is Atzomois that are Kisoira, then forget about Roiva HaKav. Even if you have less than Roiva HaKav, he would, by Maga Masa, it's Matame even by Etzim Kisoira. Tepik Lemishim Etzim Kisoira. That's what the Gemara's Kasha is on. The Diuk of why we had a list, Roiva HaKav, he's not Megaleach, that's for oil. But for Maga Masa, he is Megaleach. But you have Etzim Kisoira, you don't need Roiva HaKav for Maga Masa. The Gemara answers, he ground the bones into powder like flour, or like offer, Taisa says, and Memele, you don't have your Etzim Kisaira. So then it comes out, if that's what we're speaking about here, that's powdered bone. So if it's a Chatsi Kav of this powdered bone, then the Nazir is Megaleach by Tumas Oil. And if it's Mago Masa, then even though you don't have here an Etzim Kisaira because it's been all ground up, But if it's mago masa, einachanami for tumas oil, a roiva kav of that powdered bone will not be enough. You'll need chatzi kav. But legabi mago masa, we're medayik that even roiva kav will be enough. But there's no issue here of etzem kesar because it's all ground up. Then the Mishnah continues, aleivim and ames, aleivim and achai, sheyesh aleim basa karoi, that if this aver, either from the dead person or from the live person, that came separated from the guf, if it has on it some flesh, that if this bone had been attached to a chai during his lifetime, there would be enough flesh for the flesh to rejuvenate, then that is metame and the nazis megalech on it. The Gemara wants to know, ain aleim basker roi mai, what's the din of a nazir being galech if it does not have enough flesh? So Tosfos and Divrei Maaskal ain aleim points out, of course, based on the diuk, we can say that for tumas oil, you will, of course, not be megalech, because the Mishnah says you're only megalech if it has on it basker roi. So what's the Gemara shalan is going to be a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan or Shlokish here? What are they arguing about? So Tosfos says that it's speaking about maga umasa. If there's no boskaroi, and there is also, Taisa speaks out, there's no etzim kesaira, because as like we just learned before, if there's etzim kesaira, there's of course no shiloh. There is no etzim kesaira, it's powdered. But he was doing not oil, he was doing magomasa. That is the question. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish now, if there is no boskaroi, and there is no etzim kesaira, and it is magomasa, what's the din? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ein hanozim galechem, that he's not megalech, Rish Lakish Amar, hanozim galech. Aleyan, Rish Lakish says, as Tosfos in Divrei Maaskal Rabbi Yochanan points out, that Rish Lakish holds that a nazir is megalech on the maga masa, even though there's no etzim kesayra, there's no basa karoi. It's not chashiv and aver to be metame boil, but it is chashiv letame b'maga u'b'masa, as the Gemara further down in the Yomid is going to learn that Rish Lakish learns this from Psukim. Rish Lakish Amar, a nazir megalech alem. Now the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eina nozim galech alein doktani bereisha. I can make a diik from the reisha. Al avrim and a meis, val avrim and a chai. And the Bach now says sheyesh alein basa karoi. And it's only if these severed limbs have on it meat that, if they were attached while the person was alive, it could regenerate. Avol ein aleim loy. But we can make a diik that if there is not enough flesh, then it's not good, as Tosfos explains at the bottom of that Divrei Maaskal Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that since the Mishnah did not say, but if there's no flesh to rejuvenate, it will be metame for mago masa. So since it didn't say that, I have a raya that you're not megaleach even on mago masa, if there is no basa karoi, because the diik is across the board. It's only if basa karoi. But if there's no boskaroi, it seems it won't even help by mago masa. So that is the raya of Rabbi Yochanan from the Reisha, that if there's no boskaroi, it is not metame even by mago masa. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Aimer, no, megaleach, you are megaleach. I have a raya from the Seifa referring to the next Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Middle like Tani B'Seifa, since it did not include in the Seifa that if you don't have on it flesh that can rejuvenate, the nazir is not megaleach. It lists over there all the cases where nazir is not megaleach. It did not list that. That would indicate that if there's not enough flesh, legabi mago masa, it will be megaleach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like what Rish Lakish just said. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach, kol hecha, the mashma maklolo, like Tani B'Seifa. If I can make the diuk from the Reisha, I don't have to write it in the Seifa. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan's learning that all the things that are written in the Seifa could not have been learned from the Reisha, which the Gemara is going to ask several questions on that. But Rabbi Yochanan's premise is that if I can make the diuk from the Reisha, then I don't need to list it in the Seifa. Since I can make the diuk from the Reisha, only if it has flesh. But if it doesn't have flesh, it's not metame both ba'oil and also not metame b'maga b'masa. That's why I didn't write it in the Seifa. No necessity to list it in the Seifa. Ask the Gemara immediately. V'ha chatzi kavat somis. we have in the Reisha that when is a Nazar Megalech based on the Halacha Moshe Mesinai Chatzi Kavat Tzomis? The Mashma Chatzi Kavat Tzomis and Roiv Atzomis Light. That he's only Megalech, we have a half a Kav, but not a quarter of a Kav. Uktani Besefer Roiv Atzomis, and in the Mishnah on Dafnan Dalid, it does list Roiv Atzomis that he's not Megalech, and you just said that anything you can be Medayek from the Reisha is not written in the Sefer. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Ilav Roiv Atzomis. If it would not have stated Raivat Samis Hava Mina Afila Almagoi Valmasoi Loi, if it wouldn't have reiterated it in the Seifa, I would have thought that Raiva Hakav is never Mitami, the Nazar is never Megaleich on Raiva Hakav, even Legabi Mago Masa. And really, the din is that Raiva Hakav is only not enough for the Nazar of Megaleich on oil. But on Magamasa, he is able to be Megalech. Lachi Yitzchak Mr. Roivat Samis. That's why it repeated in the Seifa, Roivat Samis, not for that din itself. The din that Roivat Samis is not Metame Boil for a Nazir to be Megalech on, that we learn out from the Reish, only Chatzikav and not Roivakav. The reason I wrote Roivakav in the Seifa, you're not Megalech. You know on what you're not Megalech. Dali Hulon Hudain and Nazir Megalech. That only because of oil being under the same roof, as a Roiva Kav, the Nazir would not be Megaleach. But if it was Mago Masa, then even Roiva Kav, the Nazir would be Megaleach. So that's why that particular halacha had to be restated in the Seif, although we were able to be Medayik it from the Reisha. The Gemara asked another question on Rabbi Yochanan. V'achatzi lugdam. It says in the Reisha that what's Megaleach on a chatzi lugdam? The Shamet Mino that we learned from there, chatzi lugdam and it's only on a chitzi lugdam that he's a megaleach. But Revi Yisdam loy, and yet Uktani b'seif Revi Yisdam in the seif, it says on a Revi Yisdam on Daf Nun Dalid in the Mishnah that on a Revi Yisdam he's not megaleach. I could be medayek that from the Reisha. So you see that things that are able to be medayek in the Reisha are still put in the seifa. The Gemara answers, no, there it is written again for a diyuk. Hasam lafukim et Rabbi Akiva. There we want to say to exclude Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Rabbi Akiva said, and now the Gra takes out the next seven words, and he says, look in Tosfos. If you look in Tosfos, the second wide line, Hasan Lafukim Rabbi Akiva, the Marav Runchberg in the Haggah Beis says that the words in the parentheses, which are the same as the Gra's words that are taken out, not the Revi Yisdam Abba Mishnei Mesim, that is Matameh, but Vahachi Perushel, he says, Tosfos Lafukim Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Rishali Pirkin. Rabbi Akiva said at the end of our parak, the Al Revi Yisdam, the Al Magoy Val Masai, Megaleach. That Rabbi Akiva Shita is that Amaga Amasa a Revi Yisdam is Megaleach. So again, the reason that it's written in our Mishnah that a Revi Yisdam is not Megaleach by a Nazir is not for that din itself, because that could be learned from the Reisha. It's only a Chatzi Lug, not a Revi Yis Lug that he's Megaleach. Why did you say it in the Seifa? I want to reiterate that Chatzi Lug Dam, he's not Megaleach. I mean to tell you, not only for oil he's not Megaleach, but even what Rabbi Akiva wants him to be Megaleach for, which is for Maga Umasa by a Revi Yis Lug Dam. No, a Revi Yis Lug Dam, he's never Megaleach. Not for oil and not for Maga Umasa. So Rabbi Yochanan remains with his thesis that things that could be learned out from a diyuk from the Reisha are not written in the Seifa. So don't bring me a Raya Rish Lakish because this din wasn't written in the Seifa. It's not written in the Seifa because we learn it from the Reisha. Only something that has Basar on it. If it doesn't have Basar, it's never Metame, both for oil and not for Maga Umasa. We find certain halachas that are reiterated in the Seifa. They're reiterated for special halachas that are learned from it. But if there's no special halacha that needs to be learned from it, ein echanami, it is not repeated in the Seifa.